In the early 1990s, there was a group of musicians who got together at the Brew House in Walnut Hills to play some music. Eventually, they became a band, included Ma Crow. In 2012, they became the Grey Dogs. Dave Gilligan, Mike Fair, Jay Safranik, and Mick Walchip. And they've got a brand new CD called Watching the World Go to Hell, ready to roll on August 4th. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal, and Grey Dog Dave Gilligan, harmonica, rhythm guitar, and vocals, stop by to chat about the new record. Dave, welcome.
Thank you.
New records don't come every day. How long have you been working on this one?
I'd like to say all my life, but probably about 2 years.
Are you the main songwriter in the group?
I like to think so, yes. But the other guys contribute. You know, I might write the words and the melody and the chords, and basically they arrange it and make it sound like music.
Turn it into a song.
Yeah.
Well, it's an interesting group of songs. There's some pretty focused and angry political things. There's some pretty almost Celtic, rootsy type sounding songs. A beautiful duet with Ma Crow. So talk a little bit about your selection, how you chose these particular songs to include on the CD.
Well, basically, I have a limited attention span, so I can't really listen to too much the same thing that sounds like. I don't know. We've passed this point. I guess I've been doing a whole lot of music, and the Dogs, and first the Flock, and then the Dogs have been into different kinds of music. These are basically the things that came up. There's other stuff that just didn't fit or wasn't quite suitable for polite consumption. So that's we threw this together and it seemed to work. And they say write what you know, and at least the first song I knew that. So
what is your writing approach? Are you an all at once, here it comes, or do you exercise discipline and make yourself try to write? How does it work?
You got me.
So probably the first.
yeah, it's you know, things occur. You know, sometimes you're playing, you hear something or something occurs to you, that our so-called single, that was, I realized I don't like the president, I don't believe the president, and I don't trust the president, and suddenly I had a chorus.
Where did you record this music?
We recorded it over with Mike Montgomery over at, he's at the Sofa Burn Studios, but he calls his place Candyland. He did a great job, made me sound almost human.
Do you enjoy recording, Dave?
No.
It's kind of torture, isn't it?
But Mike does make it very pleasant, and he's a laid-back guy, and he's got great ears. And like I said, if he can make me sound human.
How has technology affected your music over the years? You've been doing this music thing for a couple of years.
Oh, yeah, two or three. Basically, I'm kind of, I had a colleague who called me a techno-cretin. I'm still, you know, I come up with a riff or something. I put it on a tape recorder or something that I can record and then go back to it, you know, afterwards. I'm not really, I'm kind of mired in the 20th century.
Not really using the sequencers and the drum machines too
much.
No.
Although our drummer, he has this story he tells. He says, how many drummers does it take to change a light bulb? None. They've got a machine to do that too.
That's a good one. I haven't heard that one yet. My guest is Dave Gilligan with the Grey Dogs. Got a record release event scheduled on August the 4th.
At Mansion Hill Tavern, 9 o'clock until they throw us out.
Just you guys playing, or you got an opener?
No. We are playing, but we are joined by Jim Crazy Leg Lindenschmidt. It's 20 years ago, we all kind of sort of got together. We used to play down at Mansion Hill at that jam on Sunday, and it's where I met Mike Fair, the original Mike Fair. You know, but between that and the Brew House, we sort of, you know, came together, and I met Lindenschmidt down there, Jim Lindenschmidt. So whenever we play at Mansion Hill, he joins us. It's kind of a reunion, and he's all over the CD. So
sounds like a perfect place to have a coming out party, so to speak. And Ma Crow makes an appearance on the CD.
Ma Crow makes an appearance. She actually recorded the song Everybody Says Forever back when she was with the Flock. Of course, after she left the Flock, I had to sing it. My wife pointed out on the third verse that there's a, I guess you have to listen to it to hear it, but she says the woman really has to sing the third verse because a man would just be, the woman is thinking about lying awake and, you know, how far she'd fall if the man let go of her. And she said, a man would just be there going.
Me thinks your wife is a very perceptive woman.
she is. She plays fiddle on this also.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. She's the fiddle player on, she's forgotten more about traditional music than I'll ever know.
Traditional music, a big part of your sound, but also influenced a little bit by British blues?
Well, British blues, which was influenced by Chicago blues, which was brought up from the South, and it all pretty much goes back to that. And then, and that was influenced by slaves who were brought here and were taught to play fiddle tunes and took it from there. So it's we haven't really actually strayed too far from our roots. That may be that may be a testimony of our lack of success, but
Well, I hear influences also from people like Dylan, of course, and John Prine, or the Birds. Who do you hear out there making music today that you like, Dave?
You know, I like, locally, I like the Hiders a lot. Now, that's full, full disclosure, that's what they say on the news thing, yeah. Billy Olitauser, who runs the band, great songwriter and guitar player. He actually did the graphics on our CD, and I play with him once or twice a year, and so basically padding my asset. You know, I basically, the stuff I listen to is usually the stuff that I have to learn, and I don't listen to a whole lot of contemporary music anymore. I guess that's another testimony, it's mostly traditional music or old blues that I like listening to.
Not a thing wrong with that. You're a man who knows what he likes.
Well, that's it. But what can you do?
Just be who you are and play your music. Where will the Grey Dogs appear next?
We're at Molly Malone's in Covington, the second Saturday of every month. We're up at usually at Arnold's once or, you know, a couple times a year. And we do Mio's and Anderson. September 15th, we'll be at this place called the Atwood Hill Winery. Now, this, you know, I live in an obscure part of Kentucky. This is really obscure. But it's on off of Route 17. It's about, maybe 25, 30 minutes south of the river. It is absolutely the best wine I have ever had locally. And I've played a lot of wineries. I frequented a lot of wineries. But Atwood Hill is a great place. We've got a website somewhere. That's generally how we know where we're going.
So, sounds like a busy summer. The record is called Watching the World Go to Hell. It's a new CD from the Grey Dogs and will be available at their record release party on August the 4th at Mansion Hill Tavern. So any of Dave Gilligan's many projects, you can find him all around town playing with all kinds of people. My guest has been Dave Gilligan, the new record, August 4th. Dave, thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure.
For more information and a link, you can visit our website, wvxu.org. For local exposure, I'm Elaine Deal.